everybody, and welcome to Chesapeake Chats Season 6 preview show. Woohoo!
Whoop, whoop.
On the Hallmarkies podcast, I'm Carrie, and Casey is here again. I mean, Casey, we got it. We got a Season 6. We're so happy about that.
We got a Season 6. We're getting our answers. Hopefully all answered.
Oh my goodness.
Here we are.
Okay. So you obviously, you know, if you've been a fan of Chesapeake Chats, if you've kept up with our chats along the way and the show, you know that we ended the show with so many questions. Everybody did. Everybody ended on all these cliffhangers, but we also had to wait. I mean, was it 4 months? Was it 5 months before we got a confirmation for the pickup of Season 6?
Yeah, it wasn't till earlier this year, right?
Right.
That they announced it?
Because, I mean, that was just crazy because we interviewed Andrew Francis, which was super fun. And he couldn't really tell us if they had renewed it.
That's right. Remember? Yes, that's right. He was playing coy.
He was playing coy. But then by the time our show aired, it actually had been renewed. So, I mean, drama all around, but I couldn't be happier that it's back.
We're here.
We're going to get our show on.
It is unfortunately the last season.
Right. What was your reaction to that news?
To be honest with you, I was really sad because I really loved how Phoebe and Mark Jordan really took the show and turned it around and made it a compelling storyline. And I was really disappointed to hear it would be the last, just because they worked such magic in the last season that I don't know. I hope that they, I don't know, do another something in the future, because I really enjoyed, I mean, and you know, if you've heard our recaps in the past, I really, really enjoyed Season 5. I was surprised at how much I enjoyed Season 5. So
and that honestly, was my thoughts. Honestly, we love the characters. We've said this from the beginning. We love the people who play these beloved characters. But when Mark Jordan Ligon and Phoebe Sutton came in as a writing team, the head writers, producers, they just turned the show around and made it must watch television. And we weren't the only ones who thought that. I mean, across the board, I mean, Hallmark really succeeded with Chesapeake Shores and with them at the helm.
Right. So, they know how to write a series, 100%. Yeah. Because in Season 5, they had arcs. I mean, and there were things, obviously, to get a new season, you have to leave it on a cliffhanger. So yes, we ended with a ton of questions, which we will be getting into, but as the season was, you had Connor's arc that kind of built, and then, you know, which led into something else. You had the arc with Megan and Mick, and you had Abby and her new relationships, and so you had all of these things where you weren't it wasn't jarring for anybody. It was just a smooth sailing,
storytelling wise, but as far as the story content, not always smooth sailing. Well, that was my reaction honestly when I heard it was going to be the sixth and final season, the final goodbye for the O'Briens. I was, sad, but excited in the way that I'm okay, this season is going to be huge.
Yeah.
I mean, because there's no reason why everyone shouldn't get a happy ending, a happily ever after, but how they have to orchestrate that is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Jam-packed fun.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I don't know. They have a lot to pack in 10 episodes.
So along those lines, answer this question for me, and you can answer it multiple times. In this season, I need answers to blank.
Ooh. Okay. Number one, because, Andrew Francis and, you and I, we're best buds now.
We love him.
Connor dead. I think the answer is no, unless as Andrew had kind of joked about, you know, haunting the O'Briens from the attic, right, on Twitter. But Connor. Is, yes, Connor dead?
Yes, is okay? Connor dead? So we see the family in these promos. We see them in a hospital waiting room. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so we know that right away, or we hope that right away, they're going to get down to the answer of that question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think he's dead. He's not dead. But what is his journey?
Yes. And who was it that posted that photo? And I sent it to you. I'm going to put a screenshot here so that you guys can see it. But somebody posted a picture of, it was Amelia Uluru posted a photo of everybody and Connor in a picture frame. And I took to Carrie and I said, why is Connor in a frame? Is he dead?
It almost looked like a picture that you would put on top of someone's coffin. Yes. You know?
Yes. And he's in a suit and everything. It's let me see if I can even.
Can you even show it?
It'll show it. I don't know. No, maybe not.
No. But
it's on Amelia Olerup's Instagram. And again, I'll put it right here so you can.
Yeah. So that was hilarious. You know, we were just kind of piecing together things like as they were releasing photos, as they, mm-hmm, as people were posting on their Instagram, you know, behind the scenes as they were filming, and you're kind of piecing this together. Okay, why are they in suits? Okay, why is Connor in a frame? Okay, what's going on? And so definitely Connor. Mm-hmm. Okay, so my first one would be, in the upcoming season, I need answers to, man, Connor is a hard one to pass up, but I need answers to Mick and Megan.
Yes.
They have been a steady kind of storyline, even from the beginning. Their whole storyline, the mystery around their family, 17 years divorced after, mm-hmm, a number of years married. You know, they are, oh man, I'm ready for them to be happy and, yeah, happy together. I mm-hmm do want them to be together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we're all rooting for Mick and Megan.
Mick and Megan. Okay, yeah. What's the big one? What's the big, Casey's in the upcoming season, I need answers to blank.
Who did Abby call?
Who did she call?
I mean, the sisters are wondering, who did she call in the waiting room?
Who did she call? Now, this was funny because I had not seen, I mean, you see Robert Buckley all over the place. And so you see Evan, you know, he's a huge part. If not, he's the one she called.
Yeah.
But finally, we see Jay. Finally, we see Jay make an appearance in this, in a promo that, mm-hmm, they just released about the first episode that comes on Sunday. Sunday the 14th.
Yeah.
And my heart's already breaking a little bit for Jay, but we knew. I mean, okay, your prediction was that she did call Jay.
Mm-hmm.
But that was before we knew it was the final season.
Yeah.
So does that change your, did that change your prediction when you heard it was the final season?
See, I don't know. That's a hard question because I feel like it could go either way. Like, I feel like she still could have called Jay, mm-hmm, and then they have their wrap up, but they wrap up a lot quicker than my prediction. And then Evan's the thing.
And then Evan comes in. Mm-hmm. I mean, Evan just seems like he's just going to get more vulnerable and more vulnerable and just fit more and more and more into Abby's, yeah, life and in the O'Brien family.
Yeah. And I will say, didn't they tee it up last season where Jay was kind of like, yeah, there's some, like, there might, yes, be another person. So, I mean, we do have that.
Yeah, that's
this
true.
Love triangle. So, I mean, I feel a little better if Abby's like, you know, I don't know. Yeah. I was feeling a little bit of that last season. Yeah. You can kind of tell, but.
That's true. What I would like to see then, if they do a tease, like a triangle type of thing, and keep, mm-hmm, that going, at least just do the first episode.
Yes.
Have we done the first episode? Because then we have only nine more episodes, mm-hmm, for their love story of Abby and Evan, mm-hmm, possibly to develop. to feel real, to feel wonderful. And that's not a lot of time when you have a ensemble this big that we care about.
Yeah, especially with it being the last.
I know. So yes. Okay. So any other cliffhanging questions? What about, Kevin and Sarah, she had just had her miscarriage.
Yeah.
How will their family come about? There's many beautiful ways to build a family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That one, I would say that one's not that one didn't really end as a cliffhanger per se, but it was more of a let's continue this journey.
Yes.
It will be interesting to see, because the time jump from season 5 to 6 is like right away.
Right.
Usually there's a little bit of like a few months gap, or there's a little bit.
Brie goes to London, she comes back. Yeah. There's like,
Is like literally we're picking right up out of season 5.
Well, you know what, to that end, I know they'll do this well, and I know they'll do it respectfully, but Gran and Arthur Driscoll had a sweet developing little romance at the end where they were dancing and people were watching them dance. And now we have the sad news that Keith Dinicol, the actor who played Arthur Driscoll, did pass away in November 18th, 2021. Okay. So Arthur's character needs to be written out somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to do that, but I know they're going to be trustworthy with that and respectful of his. But that's too bad.
That is sad. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if Gran and Arthur are going to be on a European tour. I don't know.
Yeah, they might just, maybe they'll have him visit family, extended Ireland. Family or something. You know, the other burning question, the Pecks,
right?
What is going on with David's father?
What is going on? So he is, I mean, Casey, you have such a talent to predict certain things and see where stories go. That, you know, you thought for sure he was framed, right? Mm-hmm.
I think so.
I think you did.
I think I did. Because he was so cryptic in his message to David.
Yes.
And a parent will always, if they're put in a situation, they'll take the fall for their child. So like if David's family was being threatened, his dad, like as a parent, like if my family was being threatened, like not just me, but my entire family and my namesake, you know, was being threatened, I would take the fall and make it look like I was, you know, like I'm taking the assets and the money and the stuff, you know, just because you as a parent want to protect your children at all costs.
Yeah.
And his father was so cryptic. I personally think that if he were being sketchy, he wouldn't have called David.
No.
Not like that.
Yeah, not like that. And somehow, you know, we get the hint somehow that they do get in touch. And David goes to go find him and stuff. And somehow they're on the phone again in this first promo. And he says, I was framed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're right in that. I think they've got to figure something out with their money. Maybe they lose it all. You know, we had kind of said some of that before. I really love that idea of they lose it all. And who are they now? You know?
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, it sure would knock Mr. and Mrs. Peck off a few pegs.
Sure would. maybe Jess is taking that jewelry out of storage or wherever she got for her wedding day from Mrs. Peck, this jewelry, and she's like, it's real, and that maybe they'll sell that.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Maybe it'll be interesting to see David handle his family, especially his parents, because they've always been so highfalutin and just fancy.
So now Brie and Luke Tatum had quite a romantic, you know, ending to their story. I mean, it was like a celebration that he was like, he went through this court thing, and then Connor had his episode, his first episode. So, but he's quite the romantic. I just wonder kind of where they're going to go with that and how they're going to develop their relationship.
Yeah, that one's going to be an interesting one too.
I mean, because there's always conflict around the corner with this ex-con, you know, and his parole officer. But otherwise, they could find a nice little steady waters.
I feel like Bree deserves steady waters.
Yes.
She has been through the ringer.
Right, she has.
There was Martin. There was Mr. British. Yeah. There's Jerry.
So the only thing that made me concerned was Luke Tatum in the promo. They're walking together. Do you remember seeing this? They're walking together. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I like where this is going.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
And she says, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, me too. Oh, no. Oh, no. Why did they say that? Oh, no. Why did they? Like, you like where this is going. And now is that like a foreshadow of like, now it's not going to go well. It's not going to go place.
Well, it is a Hallmark drama, so.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Could be. Man. Could be. But, so, yeah, those are things I'm looking forward to just based on, like, the answers I need. You know, each character and storyline has something that I want answered. Mm-hmm. I want to see a resolve. I want to see a happily ever after. Mm-hmm. But have you seen any... you know, as far as like promos or hints or articles or anything, what do you foresee coming based on those things?
Ooh, that's really hard. They haven't, I personally feel like they haven't teased that much.
Yeah, right.
So it's really hard to say outside of what we already know.
Right. Right, that's true.
It is a little hard to gauge. What about you? Maybe what you say will spark something in my brain.
Oh, I know. Well, you know, there was that article that you sent me that about Abby and Evan.
Yes.
Where she said at least what did she say about
the breakup bangs?
Yes.
No more breakup bangs for Abby.
Where was that article? What was that written in? Was it just online?
Yeah, let me see if I can pull it up really quickly. That article was... Oh, I just took a screenshot of it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where I found it, but here, I'll just read the first line. No more breakup bangs, Megan Ori says with a laugh. The actress who plays practical divorcee and mother of two, Abby O'Brien, since Chesapeake Shore's 2016 debut, knows the show's diehard fans called Chessies will be excited to hear it. Yes. Yes, we are excited to hear. No more breakup bangs. And if you look at, you can see our one recap where we all had our little bangs on.
Yeah.
Did we coin the term breakup bangs? Abby? I mean, Megan Ori, are you listening?
Megan Ori, Abby. Shout out to Abby. No, we had this is what I think, you know, the breakup things are so symbolic. You know, mm-hmm. she was in such a different place last year and new things were happening and she was rediscovering herself. So if she has no more breakup things, most likely she really is starting to, she knows herself now. Yeah. She knows her own mind. She's comfortable with where she's at. She's kind of more settled, at least personally, she's settled. Mm-hmm. And so then she can start to order her world a little bit more. So mm-hmm. that's kind of what that means to me. That's definitely symbolic with the breakup bangs.
Yeah.
And I know our friend Anne, who will do the recaps with us. She is actually on her way to or getting ready for Christmas Con that's happening this weekend in California. So she couldn't be with us tonight. But she also said, tell everybody that I'm glad there's no more breakup bangs. And that I want Megan to be happy. So yes. Megan, the character.
Yes.
Megan, or maybe she meant Megan Ori.
Oh,
that's so funny.
Did she mean Megan Ori's character? Or did she mean Megan?
Well, knowing
Anne. You know what? Knowing Anne, she probably wants everybody to be happy.
She does. She wants everyone to be happy. That is so funny. We're going to have her clarify that because I just realized that Abby's real name is Megan, but Megan, the character we all love, and we want her to be happy too. Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. Happiness for everybody. That's what Anne would say.
We'd like to take a second and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast.
The Last Way Home is the newest novel from New York Times bestselling author Liz Johnson.
Eli Ross's return from his NHL career is met with uncertainty from the broken family he left behind, but he is determined to fix his mistakes.
Violet Donahue isn't sure she can forgive Eli, not after his mother cared for her like her own daughter.
When Eli and Violet come together, they must find the strength to mend the broken pieces of the Ross family and to heal their own hearts.
Find more at www.lizjohnsonbooks.com.
That's lizjohnsonbooks.com.
Hey, this is Jen Johans, host of the podcast Watch with Jen, which delivers a steady stream of great movie recommendations, thoughtful career deep dives, and first-rate conversations with film critics, authors, actors, journalists, filmmakers, and more. You can find Watch with Jen wherever you get your podcasts or hear us first at our Patreon at patreon.com/filmintuition.
Okay, so based on more promos and hints and Instagram stories that we've seen, we knew very quickly, actually last year, that Margaret was replaced with a new actress.
Yeah. So Raylene Harwood did not reprise her role as Margaret, and instead it is newcomer Marissa Krause. So I'm excited to see, you know, the chemistry between Connor and Margaret.
Can they duplicate that chemistry that was so hot?
That was
quite the spice. We liked it. We liked it for him. We liked it for her. And, you know, now they work together. Mm-hmm. I have high hopes. I have high hopes for this new actress coming in.
Mm-hmm. And from like the little tiny bits I've seen from like Andrew Francis's reels and stuff, they seem to have a lot of fun together. So I'm excited to see that.
Okay, good. I mean, that show business, you never really know how or why. I mean, a lot of times we don't need to know. We just want to make sure that this is a character that stays true.
Yeah. You
know, to who we were introduced to last year, which was a great character.
Mm-hmm. So. And it'll be interesting because, again, it picks up right away. There's no time gap.
Right.
Because usually when there's a little, like when they've had to switch out actors in the past, you have a little bit of a time jump.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead of like, you know, walking up the stairs and then coming back as a new person.
Right. So. And we're all just going to be like, we don't notice. But you know what? I think our hearts are open. Our hearts are open to her as fans of the show because she's a new character, but she is still, that's going to be the same. The character of this person, Margaret, is is so positive in Connor's life, and we want that for him so much. Mm-hmm. So I do think it really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're going to open her or welcome her with open arms.
Yeah. And 100% Margaret's character is like so needed.
Yes.
I love her. I love the character of Margaret. I love that they introduced her last year, and mm-hmm. I'm excited to see where they take her, like, as a character, and just,
right,
you know, she's wicked smart.
Yeah.
For starters, she's wicked smart. I mean, so she's smart. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
And she's playful. Like, she's a great addition. Especially after Connor's failed relationships. Was not a fan of his past relationships. So I'm excited for Margaret and Connor.
Yeah, me too. I love that. Well, we know that there's another character who was introduced last year. Yes, Evan, but Evan has a sidekick.
Mandrake!
Mandrake!
We cannot forget about Mandrake, the most important person on Chesapeake Shores.
He makes things happen.
He keeps everybody honest, whips them up all in
shape. Uh-huh. I think he's going to be a fun his storyline will keep going in that way, that he's probably going to help Evan out a lot woo when he woos Abby and gives him some good advice and stuff.
Yeah. And I think it was Megan Ori who said in an interview that even though this is the end of Chesapeake Shores, maybe Evan and Mandrake would do like a spinoff.
They're such buds.
So funny.
That would be funny. A little spy spinoff or something. Mm-hmm. I can see that happening.
That would be fun. Yeah.
Well, super, super fun. Okay, so Casey, what about like running through the first couple episodes that we have information on? Do you know what's the title or the synopsis? Like, can you read that for us?
Sure, I have the tea. The tea is called Google, but according to Google, here are the first three episode synopses. Season 6, episode 1 is called The Best Is Yet to Come, premiering August 14, 2022. And the O'Brien family comes together in the aftermath of Connor's heart attack. Jess and David deal with media fallout after Dennis Peck goes on the run. Mm-hmm. Everyone finally discovers who Abby called.
Woo-hoo! Okay, I'm ready.
All right, we're check. Okay. All right. So it looks like we're going to be very Connor, Jess, David, Abby centric.
Yes. Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm.
Which also leads me to think, wasn't Megan supposed to go to California soon after this?
Yep, she was.
So
she,
go ahead.
I think she did make her choice.
She made her choice to go to California, and that's why mm-hmm. she and Mick kind of had that little bit of like,
yes. And he took the pills.
Yeah.
He was taking pain pills.
He was all up in that last episode. So I wonder if Connor's heart attack forces them.
Yeah.
Because what mom is going to want to leave her son her 30-year-old son who had a heart attack?
No. She's staying. I don't know how long she's staying, but I think she's going to stay for the time being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Episode 2 is called Memories Are Made of This. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Memories are made of this. Abby plans a second date with Evan. Deidre and Alexandra Peck visit the B&B to avoid negative media attention.
Oh, great.
With Connor recovering, Megan decides whether to work in LA or stay to help.
Oh, okay. See, so that decision's going to come quick. She'll stay.
She has to stay.
She'll stay.
Yes. She come has on. To stay. But now we know that Abby plans a second date with Evan, which probably means that my prediction's wrong.
No. We don't know who she called. That's you just true. Said like she That's still true. Could have called Jay.
That's true.
But wrapped it up and then said,
That's true.
You know, Evan.
That's true. So like, okay, let's just play this out in the world here, the world of pretend Chesapeake Shores. Abby calls Jay. Hey, Jay, I'm not saying your name because I don't want my nosy family to know who I'm calling. Yeah. Let's chat tomorrow. Great. Screaming Margaret runs off.
Changes everything.
And then Evan's the one that ends up at the hospital.
Well, Jay's there too, but Evan, I think Evan in his big love, his big gestures, grand gestures, he must do something just right.
Oh, that's
true. That's my prediction. He does a grand gesture, but just right for the whole family or something. And it just really shows her.
So if Jay's at the hospital, that could really mean that she called him because she was on the phone with him. Because then she would have been like, I gotta go to the hospital, bye.
Right, that's true.
And then he's there, which would make sense why he's there. Yeah. They do their thing. Evan does something big.
Yeah.
Abby and Jay kind of decide they're done.
Okay.
And she's gonna be like, you know what? I've really reflected upon myself. You truly have been a really great friend. I've really enjoyed our time together, but there's just something that's a little off here.
Right.
And then she says, you know what? You told me as like any adult would that you might have feelings for another person, but you wanted to try us out first. And I totally respect that. And so
Blessings. Please
feel free to go to the other teacher
person,
go. And then Jay's like, okay, we're good. Evan does his grand gesture. They go on a date. Number one, boom.
Boom. Okay. If you're just tuning in, that was the fan fiction version of this script. We don't know if that really happened or not. We still have to watch the episode just like you on the 14th, but it could. Casey's very good at predicting these things.
I personally have, I don't know. I don't have a screener for this. So
no, we don't.
Now, Phoebe and Mark, if you guys want to hook us up with a screener.
Pure guesstimation is what we're talking about here. Yeah. So what about episode 3? Do you have that right there?
Yes. So episode 3 is the last one that they have out on Google. And it's called Night and Day. This one premieres on August 28th. Abby and Evan participate in a scavenger hunt. Mick and Megan have a serious talk about past relationships. Ooh. Connor breaks out to return to his apartment. Bree helps Luke with night terrors.
What? Bree helps Luke with night terrors?
Yeah.
Are they having a backyard tent sleepover or something? I don't know what that's gonna be like. Wait a minute. Connor escapes to go visit his apartment. Wait, what did it say?
Connor breaks out to return to his apartment.
Breaks out of what? The hospital?
I think he must break out of the O'Brien home.
Oh,
sure. I bet you it's one of those things where everyone, like Gran and the sisters, and everyone's like, Connor, what are you doing? Why are you sitting in your chair? That's bad for your heart. You had a heart attack. You're not allowed to lift anything above 5 pounds.
Right.
You're forever in this house, bound. And Grant's like, here, open your mouth. Let me shove another muffin in you.
Well, he breaks out. He better have a breakout with Margaret. That'd be fun. She helps him break out.
That would be so fun. Can you imagine? Not that, I don't know. They wouldn't do this, but I just can picture... I can picture Connor doing something like this. Like he's tying bed sheets together.
Like a 13-year-old boy. Yes. Well, this is too much fun. And as you can see, we are ready for the season to start because we've got all these supposed storylines in our heads. So we want to see the real thing. And we're so excited to watch the season premiere on Sunday, August 14th, 8/7 Central on the Hallmark Channel. So tune into that. We actually will be doing the same as we did last year with our recaps. We will recap the first episode, and then after that, there'll be bi-weekly recaps. So we will do two at a time. Mm-hmm. So that works for us. It was really fun to do last year. And I think that should work out well. Yeah. I'm excited to do it. We have Casey, we have Carrie, we have Anne, and then maybe a guest here or there to fill in if we need that. But
yay!
Yay, so fun. So besides the Hallmarkies podcast, and definitely subscribe to the Hallmarkies podcast all over social media so you don't miss any Chesapeake chats that we do this season. But besides those places, Casey, where can people find you on social media?
You can find me at Casey_Simpson on Twitter and Instagram. I will probably be tweeting later on Sunday night, so probably not live, just because it's like kid bedtime and my kids are like a hot mess and I need to focus. I like need this time, like no interruptions, please. Yes, you may get water. Yes, you may go get a snack. Yes, you need to go in bed. So so you may be able to catch me there. And you know, I might do live reactions to me watching on Instagram.
Oh, that could be fun.
That could be fun.
Yeah, I don't want to miss that. Yeah. Well, come over to Instagram and find me at Hallmark Comics. That's Hallmark_comics. And but I'm with the girls right there following along Casey and everyone as they tweet and respond. But we're ready. We're excited. We're ready.
We're here.
Bring it on. Season 6.
Let's go.
Let's go. All right, everyone. Thanks for joining us tonight. We'll see you later.
Bye, friends.